Welcome to Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Yay, happy Monday. It's full of possibilities because it's a brand new week and we're in the middle of the holiday season where, you know, sometimes it gets a little crazy out there, but I really try to just take time, slow down and smile at everybody. And because people can get a little bit crazy this time of year. So you just need to be patient and just know that it's all about the holidays and a lot of love, you know, and make sure you're doing something good for other people. Welcome to Voices of Vision. I am going to speak with another mom today. And this lady came to me through my dear friend, Nancy, who is pretty much the publicity of queen of Detroit. And Nancy has connected with this phenomenal group of women that are pretty powerful. And many of them are authors and public speakers and life coaches. And so she said to me, Jane, you've got to meet Heather LaRosse because she's just hilarious. She's an awesome writer and she's got a brand new book coming out. So, of course, me being the voracious appetite for reading and I love humor because I think that that's what's needed in life right now, always. I get a hold of Heather. She and I connect on Facebook and I'm like, hey, you know, send me a copy of your book. So Heather LaRosse sends me her book and it's called Just Tell Me I'm Pretty, Musings on a Messy Life. So I have to travel. I'm traveling to Denver on business. And fortunately, I had the PDF file of the book and I thought, well, I'll just, you know, start reading this so I know what I'm talking about when I have this lady on the show. I am giggling the entire way from San Diego to Denver, laughing out loud. And then 1 minute I'm feeling, oh my goodness, you know, just so much emotion was coming through. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to a really cool mom who just wrote her book and it came out on November 24th. And it's a perfect holiday gift, especially for that mom and the family, because it is so stinking relatable. So Heather LaRosse, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
I am so glad to have you here. Your new book, Just Tell Me I'm Pretty, Musings on a Messy Life. Okay, Heather, how does a mom who's raising boys, how do you come up with this concept? Like, I am just going to write down the good, the bad, the ugly, the boogers, the fart fights. How am I going to get this all down? And how did the concept come to be that you're going to write this book?
Well, you know, thankfully my boys give me lots of fodder for writing. I'm never short of crazy
material.
Things that happen in the house. Yes.
Right.
And I've wanted to write since I was a little girl. My mother instilled in me a love of reading, and I'm an only child and a military child, so we did a lot of moving and, you know, means leaving friends behind and spending a lot of time on my own. And I escaped into other worlds and it was amazing. I could go anywhere, you know, just picking the right book and, you know, I could become the characters or, you know, watch from a distance and feel all the emotions. And it was the most magical thing I'd ever experienced. And I wanted to be able to make magic like that someday. So I've always had a passion for reading and writing, got my degree in English literature. Even my corporate career was centered around copywriting and marketing and that sort of thing. And about 2 years ago, I wrote down just something that had happened with my older son who has ADHD, just so that I could get it out of me, you know, so I wasn't carrying around that burden anymore. And I decided to send it out and see if anybody would want to, you know, share my story on their website. I didn't know what I was doing. I found a small website. She loved the article and she posted it and got really good feedback. And my husband, who's very supportive, said, you should do more of this. And so it kind of morphed from there. I started, you know, little articles, sending them out to websites, having them posted, seeing the feedback. And then I started my own blog about 2 years ago now, Tipsy Tiaras. And I thought, you know, I'm doing all of this writing, and pretty much my mom and dad are the only ones that visit my website. They're my biggest fans. and so I thought, how do I reach more people? And I decided to go for a full-blown book, which has been a desire and a dream of mine forever. And so I took some of the stuff that was on my website and put it in the book, reworked it a little bit to make it flow, and then I've got all new material in there. And I found a publisher and put my word baby out into the world.
Wow. That is such a cool story, because there are so many people that have that passion to do something, whether it's writing a book or stand-up comedy or whatever, just kind of, you know, finding that groove, that fire that's burning inside of you, and then going, all right, I'm doing this. So hats off. I love that you did this. And what I found when I was reading it, and I haven't finished, I think I'm up to page like 126, and I think there's 156 pages in the book. But when I found that I was reading your book, your voice is so clear, and the humor and the pain just comes through the pages. And that's a gift, Heather, because not everyone can write that way and express their feelings and what you're going through, especially with your son with a disability like he has. Do you call ADHD a disability?
You know, I'm not one to get kind of caught up in the terms.
Okay.
I just say he has some extra needs, basically.
Okay. All right.
You know, he's got some more needs than other kids.
I gotcha. I love when you were telling the one story where he wanted you to watch this video, and it was really important to him, and you were just having one of those days where you're like trying to get the sandwiches made and trying to get people to put socks on and clean underwear and push them out the door without them fighting. And tell that story. Tell what happened, that shift.
So it was a typical morning, trying to get out of the house and packing lunches, thinking about my to-do list for the day, trying to not get caught up in my two sons fighting. And my son had been asking me over the weekend, you know, to watch this video. And I think most moms out there know that a lot of the videos that our kids get into are just kind of mind-numbing. I think it might have been an unboxing video or one of those hidden egg, you know, the eggs that you open, they have treasures inside. And I kept saying later, later, later. And this morning he was like, please watch it with me. And I just, you know, pushed him off and was like, no, not right now. And I don't even know if I said not right now, but it was no. And there was something that shifted. I don't know how to explain it. If it was something in the air, something within me, I looked at him and I just knew something was wrong. Everything about him was a bit deflated. And so even though I was busy and we were running behind, I stopped and, you know, was like, what's the matter? And he didn't want to talk. I could see that his eyes were a little bit teary. And so, you know, I got down on his level and said, you know, tell me what's the matter? And he said, you don't care about me. And I was just floored. You know, where did this come from? I'm making sandwiches. I'm packing good food for you and a lunch. Of course I care about you. I'm trying to get you to school on time so that you can learn what you need to learn. And I said, I don't know what you mean. And he said, you just said you don't care about me. I asked you to watch the video and you said you don't care. And I wanted to argue and say, that's not what I said at all. And I just realized that it didn't matter, because didn't matter what I said, what he heard was, I don't care about you. And I was crushed. I still get teary-eyed thinking about it now.
Right.
You know, I love these kids more than anything, sometimes more than I can even put into words. And I didn't want to do that to him. And so I said, you know, I apologized and said, we don't have time to watch it now, but how about if we watch it tonight? And that was it. That was enough to turn him around. His face lit up and he was like, you know, do you promise? And I said, I promise. And it was a good wake-up call for me to remember that, you know, what I say isn't always what my son hears, because he lives in a different world than I do. He's so used to hearing that a lot of what he does isn't right or isn't enough or is too much.
Right.
So it was just a gentle reminder to be a little bit more careful and mindful of my words.
Right. Like, you know, stop fidgeting. Don't do this. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah, it's difficult. And I think what's important about, well, there's so many things important about this, but, you know, you really, here's this book and it's written very humorously. I mean, there's so much humor in this book, but there's also so much truth to it. And I think every mom on the planet can relate. Neither one of my children had any extra needs. Okay. They were pretty, I was really blessed and fortunate. But every child needs you to listen. And I'm sure that there were many, many times, like when I read that, I was like, wow, I remember putting off like, no, not now. No, not now. You know, or hurry up, put your shoes on, hurry up. We got to go, got to go. And it's like, I think every mom needs to realize it's not that important. You know, we need to slow down. We need to get down on their level and just allow that goofy silliness and for them to share their world with us.
Yep.
So that's super important. If you're listening to the show this morning, welcome. My guest is Heather LaRosse. She is an author. She's a life and a writing coach. Her website is tipsytierras.com?
Correct.
tipsytierras.com. And you can get the book on Amazon or through her website. And once again, it is the book is Just Tell Me I'm Pretty, Musings on a Messy Life. And I'm telling you, it is such a cool little book. It's a real quick read too, which I love. And you could always like just kind of pick it up or have it in the car or have it on your tablet and be able to read it anytime. So good for you for doing that. Now let's, when we come back, because we're going to take a little break and hear from my sponsor. But let's talk about, you know, dreams and goals and how you achieve that thing. You said, I found a publisher. So many people are out there and maybe have had thoughts of writing a book. And I personally would like to know, how do you go about finding a publisher? I mean, that's an area of fascination for me. So if you don't mind, I'd like you to share a few things with us and maybe talk more about your career as a coach. I'd like to hear kind of what that's all about and how that process works for you. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Heather LaRosse is my guest. She's a mom to three boys. She's got 9 and 14 and then a stepson that's 13. Any of you ladies out there, any of you moms out there that have raised boys, you are going to love this book because it is so much about boys can be just messy and smelly. And when you were talking about their smell, Heather, I laughed so hard. Say the thing that you wrote about their smell and how it's just always there.
It is. I don't know what it is. And each one has a little bit different version of their smell, but it is. I don't know that they always use soap in the shower. I know they're in there forever. I think they just stand under the water. But yeah, and it permeates everything.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem to matter how often they shower. It's just kind
right.
of, it's always there.
It's always there. I laughed because my son Thomas, I mean, he's in college now, but his room still has his smell. I mean, yeah. And I crack up. And when he's home, you know, because he's playing basketball or whatever, his gym bag is god awful. I mean, I bought one Christmas present so far, and it's these little teeny sports balls. They're different, football, basketball, whatever, but they're air fresheners that you put in your shoes and your gym bag. And I can't wait. I'm so happy to put those in his stocking because there's just something about boys, boy, do they smell. And not that there's anything wrong with it. I love them dearly, but it's so different than my daughter. So,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They can't smell it. They don't notice
it. No. He used to think I was crazy. I was like, oh, this room smells like a locker room. And he's like, Mom, it's my smell. It's my room. And, you know, he just thought it was pretty offensive that I thought his room smelled. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Heather LaRosse, the book is Just Tell Me I'm Pretty, Musings on a Messy Life, came out in November, and it's now available through tipsytierra.com, or you can find it on website. We'll be back in just a moment on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
It's Nancy Newcomer, host of your Back to the Kitchen Minute on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. Go cleanse. We talk a lot about it here. And the reason why, we are extremely passionate about this program because we've seen the difference it's made in people's lives. It's quite remarkable, story after story. I've been a cleanser for over 3 years, and I actually have a shake almost every single day. And when I don't, it's a very rare occasion, but I don't feel so great. I actually crave it. It has all the nutrients I need to give me that vitality and sense of well-being. Of course, during the holidays, all that goes out the window with the extra cookies and hot toddies, and we start to feel a bit draggy. So let's get ahead of the game and get your questions answered. You can be in touch with a Go Cleanse coach. They can tell you all about the program and get you set up for the new year. Clean out your closets, clean up your health. Go to GoCleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
My guest today is Heather LaRosse, and she's an author, she's a writing and a life coach, and she has a brand new book out. So if you are a mom or ever thought about being a mom, or you had a mom, this book is for you because it is really, really super fun. But it's poignant, and it's also has so many funny moments in it. And raising boys, especially, you moms will just go, oh my gosh, somebody gets it, gets me. And it's called Just Tell Me I'm Pretty, Musings on a Messy Life. So Heather, welcome back to the show. You had this, you always wanted to write, you know, and you always had this little natural gift for writing. You put things together in your blog. You finally feel like, okay, I'm going for it. I'm going to write this book. How do you find a publisher? Like, how does that happen?
It's a grueling process. So I did start down the traditional route of, blind pitching, you know, going to all the different websites that listed right. different publishers and the genres and sending out pitch letters. And I got a few rejections, which is to be expected. And I met this woman a few years ago at a blogging conference, and she posted on Facebook that she was launching a publishing company. And so I contacted her and found out about hybrid publishing, which is relatively new. It is a little bit different than traditional publishing in that you don't get your big upfront payout. Mm-hmm. And you invest a little bit more in your book upfront out of your own pocket, but then you get a huge payout on the other side. So don't quote me on this, but you know, you might only make maybe like 50 cents on a book with a traditional publisher. You know, you get your right. big payout and then each book that sells. And, you know, in hybrid publishing, you can make, you know, $8 a book, $9 a book, depending on what you're selling your book for. So you, okay. you get a big payout at the end. You do, you know, she does a lot of my marketing for me. She got everything set up. She got me in Amazon. She got the Kindle version done. She's wow. getting the print books done, you know, entering me into different book award contests and stuff like
awesome.
That.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
It's great. I think it's going to be awesome. The way that a lot of authors go in the future, okay. especially if you really believe in what you have.
Oh, yeah. Now, is it called hybrid publishing, or is that just the overall term for what she does?
Yeah, it's the overall term. I mean, she's considered, you know, a regular publishing house and, you know, business and all of that. It's and her business, just to give a shout out, is Cat Biggie Press with a K. She's been amazing. She has, you know, a ton of her own books that are out there, and she's quickly ramping up, and she focuses solely on books for women, to empower okay. women or help women.
Okay. What's the name of it again?
Cat, K-A-T, Biggie Press.
Okay. Cat Biggie Press. Good.
Yep.
Well, great. And what's her name?
Her name is Alexa.
Alexa. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. You got to give credit where credit's due. That's cool. Thank you for sharing that. Cause that is really, there's so many, I have many, 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 many friends that are really good writers. And, sometimes you just, you know, writers really question themselves. Like, is it good enough? Is it going to capture anyone's attention? Is anybody going to read it other than my grandmother? and so it's really difficult. And half the time the struggle is just doing it, you know, just literally doing it and getting it out there. This is super fun. I'm really glad that you decided to come on the show today. So let's talk more about some of the things with the book. So did you write daily? Did you just keep a little ledger of the funny things that were going on in your life with the boys?
So I'm not I journal every day, but I don't do more of the, I guess you could call it, creative writing daily. I have a little different process in that something will come to me, and I know I want to write about it, but I need to let it percolate for a little bit. And okay. honestly, is I know it sounds crazy, but when it's ready, I sit down and it just comes out. And it's, okay. it comes out needing very little editing. It's pretty much fully formed by then. So I started with just a Facebook, you know, on my personal Facebook page, I would just post the funny things that my boys said or did, which again is daily. So it was really easy, and people just, they were like, oh my gosh, this is so funny, or yes, I understand, my boys do the same things. It got really good feedback. So I started writing about the ADHD, and then thought, you know, there's a lot of funny stuff here too. It doesn't have to be all so serious. And so, yeah, I started writing some little blog posts and doing memes and stuff, and they were getting good feedback. And so I just kept going. But no, it's not a daily process.
I think every writer's process is different. So you have down that other than being an author and a mom, you're a life and a writing coach for women. So how does that, you know, tell me about that a little bit. I'm very curious.
So I'm a little further in the life coaching part. I'm still working on launching the, ongoing writing coaching business, but my working with my clients one-on-one, I incorporate a lot of writing. I believe in the power of writing to help uncover things, to help heal. Even if you're not a writer who, you know, eventually wants to have a blog or get published, just the power of putting pen to paper. And so a lot of the tactics that I employ are, write a letter to, you know, somebody that you're having an issue with and be as petty and mean as you need or want to be. And then you walk away from it. You get it all out and you walk away. And then come back a few days later and put yourself in that person's shoes. Become that person. And write a letter to you. And so it helps people kind of come, you know, see things from a different angle. They've gotten a lot of the emotion out. It's on paper. They can kind of let that go. And then to step into somebody else's shoes. So it's projects like that to kind of, and then I do a lot around, you know, the daily gratitudes, vision boards for, that's not really writing, but, you know, finding your things that speak to you in the world through magazines, pictures you take, whatever, and compiling those, but without an end goal. I think a lot of people that do vision boards tend to think, I need to do a vision board about publishing my book, or I need to do a vision board about being able to quit my job. And it's like, you know, start with just things that speak to you, things that you find beautiful, things that fill you up or make you, gasp for breath, and without any judgment. So if you see a picture of a big chocolate cake and that speaks to you, you cut it out without the little voice in your head saying, well, you shouldn't do that because chocolate cake isn't good for you.
Right. Good. I like that. So a vision board with no destination and no judging.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
I think that's really key. And, you know, and I love the whole vision board thing. First of all, it's creative and fun to just sit with magazines and just to go through. And then if something resonates, you just go for it.
Yep.
And what's interesting, too, I think, is once you know, like, yeah, that's what I want. And then you can just kind of put it aside. It always seems like it comes true. Like it just seems like it manifests once you let go of it. Like it's sort of like the vision board part of it is the creative part. But then once you're good with it and you allow it to leave, then it kind of shows up. Or at least that's my case with vision boards, which I always find.
I fully agree. I don't know anybody that I've worked with that has created a vision board that didn't have something manifest from the vision board. And I think it's because you put something out there into the universe.
Sure.
And it has a way of feeding you and making sure that stuff happens.
Yeah. It's really amazing, isn't it? Well, it's the power of just really manifesting what you want. And you know, we are just, you know, we're walking around, we're these spiritual beings having this physical life, you know, and we just kind of, I don't think we realize the creative power that we actually have deep down inside of us, you know, and we just have to, you know, use that power for good, right?
Yeah.
Boy, this show went so fast. I cannot believe we are almost out of time here. Let me plug the book and your website again. It's Heather LaRosse. The book is Just Tell Me I'm Pretty, Musings on a Messy Life. You can find the book through Amazon or her website, tipsytiara.com. Or if you like what Heather's talking about, you know, right now about writing or about maybe you just need a little extra help with coaching. My friend Nancy is a life coach. And what's great is Nancy always says, you know, Jane, everybody needs a coach. And it's so true. We all need somebody in our corner or somebody listening to what we have to say and then saying, you know, I'm hearing this and maybe you should try this. So really cool. Congratulations on all your success. And, you know, I hope that I get to say, oh, I had Heather LaRosse on my show right when the book came out before Oprah had her on.
Yes. Thank you very much. This has been a wonderful experience. And your kindness is greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Oh, you got it. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Voices of Vision. My guest is Heather LaRosse. Just Tell Me I'm Pretty, Musings on a Messy Life is at Amazon or on tipsytierras.com. So please, if you're a mom or you know, great gift for a new mom, I think, because then she's going to realize, like, God, I'm not alone, you know, because there are some silly, messy stuff that goes on raising children. And it's not bad. It's just life is messy, especially with children's. And in my opinion, because I do have a boy and a girl, I can tell you that boy's much messier than the girl. And it's just how it is. But maybe, you know, I hate to stereotype. Maybe there are some girls out there that are stinky and messy, too, right? So who knows? Thanks so much for tuning in to Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.